Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Well, it's not all beaches and bikinis is the tagline. Well, have you ever dreamt of leaving it all behind, packing in the job, heading off and seeing the world with only a backpack? Journalist Lisa O'Donnell did just that. She quit her job and booked a one-way ticket to go travelling. And 6 months into her travels through Asia, she's been sharing the less glamorous parts of it all and the grim bits you don't see on social media. And Lisa O'Donnell joins me now. Lisa, you're very welcome.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
Live from Vietnam. Tell us how great it is or not.
Yeah, no, I gave up my job earlier this year to backpack across Asia. So I'm 6 months in now and it has been absolutely incredible. Like, I've got to see so many amazing places and I'm so grateful for it. And it's definitely something I'd encourage everyone to do to some capacity at some stage if they can. But something I have found myself speaking about with other backpackers is the fact that what you see on Instagram and TikTok, particularly stuff posted by travel influencers, it is very misleading and it really doesn't represent what backpacking is really like on a day-to-day basis.
Go on.
So obviously the highlights do outnumber the bad, but I do think people, including myself, do get a reality check once you land at your very first destination.
Okay, what slapped you in the face first, Lisa?
I suppose the first thing is definitely like a drop in your standard of living. Like, chances are if you're backpacking, you're going to be on a shoestring budget, especially when it comes to accommodation. So you want to be spending as little as possible. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to be staying in these gorgeous white villas with private pools that you see influencers posting about online at all.
Oh no, Lisa, you had to go into a hostel.
Yeah, the hostel. And it's like every time I arrive at a new hostel, I'm holding my breath wondering, is this going to be a good one or a bad one? It's really hit and miss.
Oh, so poor you. Like, go on, what else? What else? Give us another low light.
Between a smelly room with 10 other people, not very clean bed sheets, and you'll have little visitors every now and again too. The other night, I just had to wake my partner in the middle of the night to get rid of the largest cockroach I've ever seen in my life inside in the bathroom. I was like, I can't sleep if that's here in the room with us.
Okay.
But you do become less fussy over time.
I'm sure you do. What else is a low light for you? What else doesn't make it to social media?
I think as well, the toll that it takes on your health and fitness as well. Like, I was at a cooking class this morning and it was the first time I've cooked anything for myself in 6 months. So local food is always so tasty. It's unbelievable, especially in India. I think that was by far my favorite food wise. Yeah. But eating out for every meal obviously isn't ideal for your health. And then you have other days when you're on the road and you're on a bus for 16 hours and you could easily just have a tube of Pringles for the entire day and that's it.
Oh, come on.
So
Lisa,
you do get very run down.
Look,
yeah.
You're the not risk of sounding anywhere. Like your mother or father, you're not getting through a day on a pack of Pringles.
I am, unfortunately. So you do get run down very easily. You're on the go all the time. And I've definitely had a lot of trips to the pharmacy and to the doctor. Yeah. And then, of course, you have the odd bout of food poisoning. But you get through it. And then in terms of exercise, it's just too hot to do anything. So I've just given up until I get home.
Bring this poor tormented soul home. How is she doing it without the hotels or the five-star dinners? Go on. Lisa, what else? What else do you have to put up with? This is a really tough life in you're in Vietnam.
I'm in Vietnam. Yeah. And no, absolutely. It is fantastic. And it's such a good experience. But I think it's just when people message you on Instagram being like, oh my God, it's like a holiday every day. And you're like, no, there are like kind of rougher parts to that. You're definitely not in hotels
or anything.
Where are you headed to next
now? Tell us first, where have you been? Give us on a hand now quickly. Where have you been? The highlights in terms of places.
So we've been to India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia.
And have you told them how tough it is for you?
Moment.
Have you told them how difficult it is for you?
No, not at all. I mean, everyone's
you know
been
I'm
so kind.
You know I'm only
Yeah, of course.
And come here, where are you headed to next?
We're heading back to Thailand next. We're going to do a few more of the islands there. So, And then not much of a plan for the rest of the year. We'll just see where it brings us.
My God, to Thailand on a pack of Pringles. Will you be home for Christmas dinner? Do you know what I had today, Lisa? I had a lovely chicken with a bit of gravy on it and mixed veg with roast potatoes as well. Some you know, ice cream and wafers afterwards. Washed lovely. Down with a nice cup of warm tea. It was lovely, actually. It was very nice. And a pack of Pringles
afterwards.
You're
making afterwards. Me jealous now. I had visitors out a few weeks ago and they were warned to bring out tea, show salt and vinegar. So I'm stacked up on them for now.
Tell me this, though. You do realise, and I'm kind of joking with here. You do realise the privilege and that many people might be listening to you saying, look, this girl is complaining here. And I know you're not complaining. You're just pointing out the less glamorous side of it all. But it's an absolute privilege to see the world in this way, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely incredible. I really would encourage, like, this should not put anyone off backpacking. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And I think everyone should do it to some capacity if they can at some stage in their lives.
Yeah,
it's such a privilege to get to experience other cultures.
And a great experience. What's your top tip then if people are, and people do, before they settle down and take work upon themselves or a career? It is a great thing to do. What is your, from your experience, your 6 month experience so far, what's your top tip?
I think one of the best things to do is not to plan too much because, you know, you look at things on TikTok and Instagram and you'll be like, oh, I really want to go there. But then you could go there and it could be just not worth the hype at all. And then you'd hear of other places along the way that, you know, you'd never heard of before. And then you'll go and it could be one of your favorite places. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely just go with the flow. You can always book a hostel for that night really last minute. Just go with it. Don't plan it and don't overthink it. Just do it if you can at all.
I heard the cockroaches in Thailand are absolutely massive.
Oh, they are. Yeah. We had one run across our dinner one night. One of my friends just ran across his dinner.
They're like bullocks.
Lovely.
Look, enjoy it. Lise O'Donnell, journalist, taking time off to travel the world. Enjoy. And thank you very much indeed for joining us.